Yo, what's up, fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk about living your best life, even when it feels like the world is trying to break you. Buckle up, Buttercup, because today we're diving deep into a topic that's more important than ever, self-care. Yeah, I said it. That thing your mom probably drones on about while she's making avocado toast and meditating in her yoga pants. Look, I get it. Self-care can sound kinda basic, like some fluffy Instagram trend for influencers who live rent-free in our heads. But trust me, this ain't your average drink water advice, fam. This is a deep dive into why self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a goddamn necessity. Especially for us Gen Z warriors facing the apocalypse of exams, FOMO, and social media pressure that's designed to make us feel inadequate AF. Ever felt like you're running on fumes? Like your mental bandwidth is about as full as your inbox after a Friday night binge-watching TikToks?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
It's the constant grind, the never-ending cycle of deadlines, notifications, and comparisons that leave us feeling burnt out before we even hit our 20s. But here's the tea. Self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are cool. It's about recognizing your worth, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a Ferrari, right? So why treat your mind and body like second-rate engines? Let's get real for a sec. Self-care isn't about being selfish. It's about being strategic. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as the best damn version of you. Think of those mental health days your bestie drags you on. That's self-care. Remember that time you skipped the party because you needed a night to recharge? Boom. Another win for self-care. It's about saying no more often, taking breaks when you need them, and carving out time for things that nourish your soul. Here's the deal, fam. Self-care is a superpower. It's not some hippy-dippy concept reserved for yoga studios and organic juice cleanses. It's about being grounded in reality, knowing your limits, and refusing to let the pressure of doing it all crush you. So, what can you do right now? Here are a few self-care hacks that are actually effective. 1. Silence the noise. Seriously, mute those notifications. Social media is a breeding ground for comparisonitis and FOMO. Take breaks from scrolling, curate your feed with positivity, bye-bye toxic accounts, and remember, you're not defined by likes or follower counts. 2. Move your body. It doesn't have to be intense gym sessions. Dance like nobody's watching. Go for a walk in nature. Try a yoga class that doesn't take itself too seriously. Just get those endorphins flowing and shake off the stress. 3. Feed your soul. What brings you joy? Reading, writing, gaming, baking, binge watching your fave show. Whatever it is, make time for activities that light you up. 4. Connect with humans, IRL. Ditch the texting for a while and actually hang out with people who lift you up. Deep conversations over coffee or a game night can do wonders for your mental well-being. 5. Sleep is your superpower. No, seriously, aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. It's not just about feeling rested, it's about giving your brain the time it needs to recharge and process everything that's going on. Think of it as a nightly reset button. Picture this. You're drowning in assignments, your social media feed is filled with unattainable goals, and you haven't slept properly in days. Sound familiar? Yeah, me too. But then you remember your self-care toolkit, the one with those hacks we just talked about. So you mute your phone, put on some music that makes you want to dance, whip up a delicious meal, or order takeout because let's be real, and finally catch up on that show you've been dying to watch. Suddenly, you feel less overwhelmed, more centered, and ready to tackle the world again. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about showing up for yourself, even when life throws curveballs your way. So ditch the guilt, embrace the realness, and remember, you deserve to feel good, inside and out. All right, fam, go out there and make some magic happen. Don't forget to DM me with your self-care wins, tag this episode in your TikTok stories, or stitch it with your own thoughts on the topic. Spread the love, keep the conversation going, and remember, you're amazing just the way you are. And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you don't miss a single dose of real talk. Catch you in the next episode. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.